Next one is Ruby, R-U-B-Y, Simpson, S-I-M-P-S-O-N, dated for 10-8, please. Patient was seen, date of birth, by the way, sorry, one second. Patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient currently is in her 12th benefit period, extending from 9-7-2025 to 11-5-2025 period. Ruby is currently in hospice with a history of Alzheimer dementia. Patient also has a history of protein weakness, weight loss, hypertensive heart disease, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, and age-related debility, period. Her MAC is down to 19 centimeter, period. She has a PPS of 40% with FAST score of 7B. Patient has symptoms of sundowner syndrome, becomes agitated very quickly. She's ADL dependent and has bowel and bladder incontinence. She's in bed most of the time. The caregiver tells me she's sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. Two people have to help her to put in a wheelchair, but she has not been interested in getting up, and she's been kept comfortable. She feels more comfortable staying in her bed. Her date of birth is 2-23-38, by the way, forgive me. And you should start this by this 87-year-old woman currently on hospice. She's 87 years old. So I forgot to say that. Patient continues to have decline as far as her mentation is concerned. Weight loss, decreased appetite. She must be fed. Her KPS is down to 30%. Did I say FAST score of 7B as in brother? I hope so. Yeah, 7B as in brother, exactly. Period. Patient continues to have cognitive and physical debility, decreased appetite and weight loss that was mentioned. MAC has dropped from 20 centimeters, as was noted, with muscle wasting, weight loss, and malnutrition related to her Alzheimer dementia, period. Her two sides holding at 94% on room air this evening with a blood pressure of 110 over 60 with a pulse of 82. Patient is currently afebrile, by the way. Patient is at high risk of aspiration because of her weakness. She requires turning every 2 hours to reduce chances of developing ulcers at the bony prominence. Moving her causes her to be short of breath and quite makes her uncomfortable. Patient has muscle wasting in her lower extremity, upper extremity, as well as her temporal region related to malnutrition, once again related to Alzheimer dementia, period. New paragraph given, the weight loss, ADL dependency, total in parenthesis, bowel and bladder incontinence, reduction in her weight, muscle wasting, protein count, and malnutrition, and decreased MAC, M-A-C. The patient remains hospice appropriate, most likely has less than 6 months to live. So that's on to Ruby Simpson for today. Thank you so much.